Welcome to the Trifecta, a horse racing podcast featuring handicap picks by Mike from MHJ Picks, recaps of selected races, and thoughts on the news in the world of thoroughbred horse racing. For checking out episode 4 of the Trifecta, a horse racing podcast brought to you by MHJ Picks. I am Mike from at MHJ Picks. You can find me on Twitter, also online www.mhjpicks.com. Free picks daily from tracks, main tracks all over the country. Right now focused on Gulfstream. We'll be covering Belmont and Churchill as well. Not much to report in the news of horse racing right now other than Belmont opening up again and Churchill opening up again. Got Keeneland coming soon. Got some big races coming at Woodbine this weekend, some stakes, Breeders' Cup races. I won't be covering those, but the Daily Gallop will be. Some of the riders out there are going to be doing some stakes write-ups. I'm going to be doing one for the Daily Gallop on a Saturday stakes race at Belmont, so be sure to check that out. While I'm on the topic of other folks doing good work out there, follow at Razor Sharp Picks. If you want some good sports picks, this guy's on fire right now. Check him out on Twitter. If you're into sports betting, he's been putting out a ton of winners, making people a lot of money. So check him out while he's hot. Got to check it out and make some money off of that. Going to talk today about Belmont and Gulfstream. On the website, I will have Churchill as well, but on this podcast, we'll just talk about Belmont and Gulfstream. Last podcast, we had races from Kentucky Downs. Ended up top choice winners, $19 out of 20 bets, so negative 5% ROI. I think we can all live with that. Had a nice torpedo in the finale. There was a third choice that came in at 7-1. On the win, so opportunities to make money. You know, Kentucky Downs is one of those tracks that, you know, some days it's just insanity and some days are formful. Some days it's a little mixture of both, and those are the really fun days. So we'll miss Kentucky Downs, hopefully back at it next year with a little improvement in their starters and such. There was a funny picture online of them running a race with the 8 horse in the wrong stall. It went off like that, so a little bit embarrassing for him, but you know, still a good track, a fun track to bet and try to make some money. So let's talk about the races for tomorrow. Get right into them. Belmont Park, race 1. There's a couple of horses I like. They are going to be short prices. You've got number 2 Exact and number 1 Zaina Larab, going for Pletcher and Brown respectively. That one horse, Zaina Larab, is a $1 million purchase out of Warfront. But I do like the 2 to pull a slight upset here, just working out better off a nice bullet work. I think he is going to be, or she is going to be ready to go over that 1, but I think they're both very bettable. We'll see where the prices go on those. Race number two, I do like number 1 Gravitas. Hate the word. Hear it so much around the political season when they want to talk about somebody and they say, oh, he has such gravitas. They make it sound like this impressive word or something, but you know, it's just one of those annoying words that I find. So, do like the horse though. For Jonathan Thomas, coming off a win in a claiming race over at Monmouth, should be primed to go. You don't like that one, you're looking for a backup. Number 8, Make a Stand. Kendrick Carmouche will be riding. He is the number 8 horse. He will be probably the only one applying any type of pressure to the 1 who should get the lone speed trip. Move on to race 5 here and talk about, there's a stakes race. Race 4, it looks to be pretty chalky with either You're to Blame or Rocketry. Danny California is trying distance for the first time of 1.5 miles. I like the horse. I just don't know how that'll go. looking at race five. I do like the number three horse here. It's a maiden claiming race. Number three is named Banker's Beast. He's currently 8-1. Dropping way down from Special Weight Company to Claiming Company off of Bullet Work at Monmouth. Had a real disappointing beaten favorite effort, but he was bumped pretty hard at the start. And you know, he pushed himself and then just kind of faded off, expended a lot of energy. I think this horse with the class relief is primed for a good effort. Hopefully we can get around 8-1 and he will run a nice race. Race number six, we're looking at another maiden special weight. A couple of horses I do like in here. Number seven, Scarlet Sky, likely favorite. Ran a big effort at 22-1 last out. Had a nice closing finish, ran second to a good horse in that race. Was a surprise there. Probably will not get anywhere close to 22-1, but you know, this horse, if he runs back to that form, should be in good shape. There's a first timer for Clement that I like, named Space Launch. There aren't many trainers who can get you 20% for turf horses going a mile on their first effort. This horse is bred for it out of Bernardini. Can certainly make the distance, and dam side should be able to help get that turf effort home. So do like number one as well there. Race number seven, pretty open race actually. One to give some consideration to. If you're looking to just take a shot, number nine, Kill Ronan, is going to be a torpedo play at 12-1 on the morning line. You know, it doesn't look terribly great on paper. Just something about this horse is sticking out on me. It ran in 2018, took a couple years off, has come back, run four times, and hasn't run terribly. It just hasn't been able to get back into the swing of things. I think maybe this could be the kind of race where it's primed for some chaos, and maybe a horse like this could come in. Good race to feed kind of an all button into the next race, if you like doing that for doubles. In the eighth, I do like number four, Jewel of Arabia, for Clement. This looks like it should be a stakes horse, but she is going to run an allowance optional claimer here. I think just taking advantage of the opportunity, maybe tuning up for something bigger and better down the road. Race nine, nice race, pretty competitive looking race. There's a horse named Lashara in here for Mark Cassie out of American Pharoah, with some Irish on the dam side at a Smart Strike. Set for turf distance, has run second twice at this distance on turf. One of those times here at Belmont. Ran in a graded stakes, the Lake Placid down in Saratoga. Five lengths off the lead, ran seventh. But I think in this race here, it's going to be between Lashara and number five, Eye of a Soldier. I think they're pretty solid horses that we can hopefully get through the multi-race wagers with these two. One thing on number five, adding blinkers. Not always a huge fan of that move, especially Mott doesn't have good stats doing it, so something to consider there. Race 10, a little bit more wide open, maiden claiming race to end the day. Maybe one to play, you know, hopefully be live to an all button here, if that's the way you like to play things. Sometimes I'll play, or advocate playing anyway, a short ticket, you know, with two or three singles in there and fan it out to the all button at the end. Just to get that final leg home, especially when it's an open race like this one. I do like number 12, Nero's Fiddle. Improving each race by 13 barrier points and then 8 barrier points. Ran second last time to a horse named Allied Invasion. This is a quality horse. Ran really well in that race. Actually led for a moment and then got caught back up. Trainer leaves a lot to be desired, but I did like the horse's last effort, and I think a repeat could get the money this time. switch over to Gulfstream Park. Talk about a few of the races here. Only a 9-race day at Gulfstream. The second race, talk about that one. We've got a maiden claimer, 40,000. There's a Torpedo I think has a shot here. Danessa Lady, number 5. Dropping into claiming from special weight. Has really been crushed and made in special weight company, but it's the kind of horse that drops down and does well. The trainer right now, Jesus Lander, is 6-17. So this guy's doing something right now. Could be a big price winner in that second race. Number 11 is the more logical with Ralph Nix and Misael Jaramillo. This guy dropped down last time and ran second, just missing a chance to win. So I think he's one to really look at. I'm going to skip ahead to race 5 and talk about the number 2 horse, who I think, get to it here. I think the number 2 horse, Galileo's Ballerina. This is going to be a mile on the turf. I think this horse has a good shot here. 6-1 on the morning line for David Fox and Miguel Vasquez. This horse ran in the Florida Oaks down at Tampa Bay. Didn't do much, but has that class experience. Dropping down and claiming ranks a little more here. We'll just see how he can get out. Second time with Fox. I think he's got a shot to do something. Another horse in here, number 5, Aficionado, is a horse that I've been on a few times, and he's run second or third for Patrick Biancone. Luca Panici is a rider consistently closing at the end. Could be the day that she finally gets the win here in America. Hasn't done too bad, so somebody to really look at as well. If you want a Torpedo in this race, number 1, Omnia, should be able to get out on the lead. This one's out of Munnings, going for Kent Sweezy with Angel Arroyo on the ride. This horse was previously trained by Wilkes and is coming over from Indiana most recently, where he was a beaten favorite. Just ended up getting crushed in the race after pressing on the lead. Previous to that, had run down here at Gulfstream, including a maiden victory here at Gulfstream. So one to consider in the 5th. Race 6, I definitely like a Torpedo. This race is a 6-furlong maiden, $65,000 claimer. You're going to have another horse bet heavily here, but I like number 3, Beyond Heavenly, for Louis Roussel with Misael Jaramillo. This horse should be able to get out and improve off of the last effort, where basically the horse, she got out to a terrible start, awkward beginning, and just never had a shot. The horse that I mentioned is going to be taking a lot of money is the number 10, Gladys, who is a full sister to Rachel Alexandria. So obviously the horse has promise and may run away with it, but is going to take money first time out. You know, you just never know. 7-2 morning line, I'm expecting probably way less than that. But just some thoughts on that race. It is kind of cool to see a famous sibling out on the track. You know, always makes it interesting. Race 7, you got a pretty open 5-furlong race. I'm looking to number 5, Go Go Gone, as a potential here. He's going to get out on the lead, hopefully to hold on. You know, the turf 5-furlong out there can be up and down. It can be really speed favoring on some days, and then other days it just seems like the horses die out front. So if that's the case today, it looks like number 9, Fully Loaded, should be fully loaded to come from behind if needed. Talk to you about race 8, a 6250 claimer. So high quality racing here. Anything can happen in these kind of races. You know, these are the races that fill cards and make this sport possible. So, you know, I don't mean to knock it. It's just, you know, not the highest level of competition. I'm going to look at number 8. Are you talking to me? For Matthew Williams. This horse has Mario Fuentes in the mount, so gets a little bit of a weight advantage. has been on a brief layoff coming off a bullet work, I think primed to do well here. Finale is a wide open affair, Maiden claiming 40,000. You've got a number of horses who I think could get the job done. A few I'll talk about. Number 11, Miss Melania, first time starter from Mark Cassie out of Air Force Blue, which is up and coming sire. Yeah, I think it's the first crop. Have seen some nice runners. Cassie is pretty decent. First time starter is going to have a tough outside post, but that actually could help in a race like this. Kind of stay out of trouble on the outside a little bit. Number 3 is Yaffa, who has a couple races, including a second place by a nose at 14-1 last time out. And this horse is dropping into claiming from special weight, so that's a bounce we always look at. Number 8, Learnt, is a torpedo that I like here. This horse was bought for $1,000. Has had one race and won $270, so almost the investment's almost back here. I think after today, this horse has a good shot at finishing in the money. Should run late after that first effort. Was passing the tired horses, of course. But Marco Meneses is pretty good with these long shots, and Luis Ramirez is a good trainer out there. So those are my thoughts on Gulfstream and Belmont for the day. Hope you find some winners. Hopefully I helped you sort through some of the races, and I look forward to talking about the results next time, and hope you guys have a great day. Good luck out there.